If you're going to be a spy, it's best not to carry incriminating evidence. So when this man took off his boots and secret papers began to appear, well, this story was going to have a most interesting ending. The tale is today's edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
The date was September 23, 1780. British spymaster John André had met Benedict Arnold near West Point to make plans for his betrayal of the young country, handing over the important fort. André, however, needed to get overland, back toward New York City. Arnold had given the spy a written pass in case he was stopped by patriots, telling them he was on business for the general and should be allowed to go on his way.
He is surprised by three young militiamen who had been told to stay there and guard the road. John Paulding, David Williams, and Isaac Van Wart jump by the bushes.
Char Weigel at the Tarrytown Historical Society says André noticed one of the young men wearing a green coat, similar to the Hessian soldiers allied with the Brits. André asked if they were, in fact, loyalist allies.
They say, "We are." And he says, "Oh, that's great, because I'm a British military officer on urgent business to New York City. You have to let me through." And they say, "Aha, we're not Brits, we're American." And he says, "What's a guy got to do to get by these days? Of course I am. And look, I've got this note from Benedict Arnold." They're really confused, right?
The three men decided they should search André and get to the bottom of the story.
When they pull his boots off, it's full of papers. And these papers are in Benedict Arnold's handwriting.
They were the plans to betray West Point. The local commander was confused by André's story and sent letters to General Washington, who was arriving to inspect West Point, and to Benedict Arnold, who was the commander of the fort.
The letter gets there. Arnold reads his letter. He realizes the jig is up. He has like 10 minutes to confer with Peggy. He scoots out of the house, runs down the hill, trying to figure out how he's going to get away.
Arnold left his wife Peggy, ran to the Hudson, found a British boat, and headed downriver just ahead of General Washington. So what happened to Arnold and the spymaster John André? The story concludes next time as we travel the countryside. In Tarrytown, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.